The peace of God is shining in you now, and from your heart extends around the world. It pauses to caress each living thing and leaves a blessing with it that remains forever and forever. What it gives must be eternal. It removes all thoughts of the ephemeral and valueless. It brings renewal to all tired hearts and lights all vision as it passes by. All of its gifts are given everyone, and everyone unites in giving thanks to you who give and you who have received. Right? I think this is very, very clear. It's said very, very beautifully. But the message is the same as you find all the way through. Right? If you really accept that peace of God, it will shine in you and from your heart extends around the world. Doesn't mean around the world. Doesn't mean you're suddenly going to see a ring of light, you know, across the sky. Right? It's the world of the mind. Right? And it caresses every living thing. Its gifts are given everyone. That's how you know it's the peace of God. That's how you know it's love. And above all, that's how you know it is not you. Remember, the idea is to transcend the I, transcend the personal. And you can't make it happen. It just will happen of itself when the barriers are gone. And what speeds it along, which again is what will make you a happy learner because you realize what the goal is. What could be happier than to reach that goal, that light? What will speed you along is simply asking Jesus day in and day out, all the time, to ask help in looking and seeing that everyone is the same. As he says at the end of chapter 15, which is the New Year's prayer, make this year different by making it all the same. Make this year different from all the other years by making everything that you perceive in this year the same. Because everything is the same. There's truth and there's everything else. And everything else is equally nothing. Everything is the same. A slight twinge of annoyance, intense fury, same. The beauty of this lesson, I think, is that it offers us a glimpse, among many other glimpses, of what the truth really is. Right? It's a light that embraces all people as one, because there aren't people. And what allows us to learn that there aren't people is to realize first that there are not any separate interests. I can't say that too often. That's what the whole key is to all this. The whole idea in our relationships and everything in our life is to learn to be selfless. Not in a sacrificial way, not in the sense that you're giving anything up. Selfless in the realization that you want to let go of the individual, unique, special self that we all have coveted and cherished so. And so you come to learn without sacrifice, because if sacrifice is involved, then you're on the wrong spiritual path. That's not what the Course is saying. You begin to realize that you count for nothing, which doesn't mean you become a doormat. We're not talking about that, but a much higher level of understanding that you are nothing. So you have no needs. Because once you have a need, you're going to demand that the need be satisfied. And that will be reminiscent of the original need we all had to tell God what he gave us was not enough. And so the birth of our selfishness, which I think without question is the sin, if you're going to call it a sin, of our world. The birth of that is need. But needs are not natural. Needs are unnatural. Needs are invented by the ego as a defense. The self gets in the way. Just as I was saying a moment ago, the self gets in the way of one's study and practice of this course. You can never understand this course through yourself. You can only understand it when yourself has, for at least an instant, faded away. And then you'll realize when you read this course, you're talking to yourself. But you're not talking in words. Right? That the words on the page are simply a reflection in form, right, of the lesson that you're learning in your mind. And the lesson you're learning in your mind is that there is no individual self. So the words here, which are a perfect rendering of that thought, the words say you have no self-interest. Every interest is the same. Every interest is shared. Every purpose is shared. Because we're all one. That's how we know that the peace of God is shining in us, when we are able to look out and not choose up sides, not see winners and losers, victims and victimizers, good guys and bad guys.